From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, September 19th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how courtrooms throughout the state operated on the first day without cash bail in Illinois. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Monday was supposed to be Illinois' first day without cash bail, but judges in some counties were still setting money bonds. Mawa Iqbal has more.
In the Sangamon County Courthouse in Springfield, several people had pretrial hearings today, but there was debate in the courtroom on whether the defendants should be processed under the old system or the new one. Public defender Craig Reiser argued they should be released or have their previously set bond amounts lowered because their charges are not detainable under the new law. The prosecutor argued the people were charged with their crimes before the new law took effect, and so should have to pay a bail to get out. Judge Rudolph Broad granted the release of most defendants on their own recognizance, but he denied lowering bond for two people. A spokesman for the Illinois Supreme Court, which issued a ruling earlier this year authorizing the new system to go into effect, declined to comment on whether Sangamon County was properly interpreting their ruling. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Despite the historic changes to cash bail in Illinois, St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports it was mostly a slow day in Metro East courthouses.
Instead of cash bail, the new system calls for a judge to determine if a defendant should stay in jail. In Madison County, there's only been one crime charged where the state's attorney made that request. But the judge gave a public defender a delay, and he'll hear that case later. Assistant State's Attorney Ryan Kemper says no pretrial hearings on the first day reflects the pace of a local prosecutor's job.
And I do expect over time we're going to be making a pitch for some more detainable offenses, but a lot of it is just sort of the normal ebb and flow of how cases come into this office.
Just like Madison County, St. Clair County didn't have any new pretrial hearings. That courthouse has at least three scheduled for the second day. In Edwardsville, I'm Will Bauer.
Illinois passed a new law that allows Native American ancestral remains to be reburied at the place where they came from. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Human Remains Protection Act, which updates a 1989 law. It offers instructions on the reburial of thousands of ancestors dug up over the past two centuries. Matthew Bussler is with the Pogoggin Band of the Potawatomi Nation.
We want those ancestors to be reburied as close to where they were found as possible, because they were buried there for a reason.
Illinois is the nation's fifth largest repository of human remains, according to the National Park Service. Still to come, we'll learn more about how courtrooms throughout the state operated on the first day without cash bail in Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season two of the hit British mystery series Professor T, academic Jasper Tempest and the team return to confront a series of crimes, including a mysterious fire in a student block and the tragic murder of an entire family. Meanwhile, Professor T navigates conflicts with multiple women, including his mother, his therapist, and the love of his life. Friends of WILL can stream all six episodes of season two right now and catch up on season one with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
The use of cash bail is over in Illinois. Yesterday was the first day of a new system for determining who goes free and who is jailed while they await trial. The law was passed in 2021, but because of a legal fight and a desire to give counties time to prepare, the change is only going into effect now. It makes Illinois the first state in the U.S. to eliminate cash bail. WBEZ had reporters in courtrooms throughout the state monitoring the historic day. We'll start with Chip Mitchell, who is in Wheaton at the DuPage County Courthouse.
In west suburban DuPage County, 22 newly arrested defendants were brought into the courtroom one by one. Most wore orange jail jumpsuits. 14 of the 22 faced charges of domestic battery, a misdemeanor, or violation of a protection order in a domestic case. The others faced charges ranging from retail theft to drug possession. DuPage County Public Defender Jeff York says if the proceedings had been bond hearings, like what the court held until yesterday,
we probably would have been done within an hour for sure.
York says that's because the judge would have set a bond in each case after quick statements from the prosecutor and defense attorney. But yesterday's hearings took all day. The longest were ones in which prosecutors asked for the defendant to be detained. Those hearings averaged about a half hour each. And one thing that took time was that the state was giving the defense attorneys York overseas more evidence.
We get whatever they get in order to prepare for the hearing. So if they have police reports, we get them. We never used to do that.
That enables the lawyers to make stronger arguments for their client's liberty. Prosecutors ultimately sought pretrial detention for 10 of the day's 22 defendants. Of those, Judge Joshua Deedon found a significant safety threat or flight risk and ordered jail for just two. One of the defendants who Deedon ordered to be released had been arrested for an aggravated gun possession charge while on probation for a 2021 conviction on a similar charge. He said the new law did not allow prosecutors to petition for detention in that case. Judge Deedon ordered two other defendants to be jailed until today because technical glitches had blocked the evidence from being turned over to their lawyers. From the bench, Deedon voiced concerns that postponing cases could create a snowball effect. Some advocates who campaigned for eliminating cash bail have voiced worries that Illinois judges will substitute electronic monitoring for the money bonds. But Deedon did not order electronic monitoring for anyone yesterday. I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
And I'm Mawa Iqbal in Springfield. On Monday, there hadn't been any new arrests since midnight. And there was debate in the courtroom on whether the pretrial hearings on the docket yesterday should be processed under the new system or the old one. Using the new system would have meant foregoing bond and instead setting conditions like electronic monitoring for people's release pretrial. Public defender Craig Reiser argued for the defendants to be released on their own recognizance or to have their previously set bonds lowered. But the prosecutor argued the defendants were charged with their crimes before the new mandate took effect, so they should have to pay their bonds. A majority of the defendants were charged with lower-level misdemeanors like retail theft. For many, it was their first offense. Judge Rudolph Broad granted the release of almost every defendant so long as they promised to appear for their next court date. Several people were relieved, with one defendant fist-bumping courtroom security on his way out. However, Broad did deny bond reductions for three people on the basis that they are a willful flight risk or would be a danger to the community if released. Sangamon County's decision to hold hearings under the old system seemed to contradict a ruling by the Illinois Supreme Court instructing lower courts to start following the new law on Monday. The chief judge of Sangamon County couldn't be reached for comment. A spokesperson for the High Court declined to comment on whether Sangamon County was properly interpreting their ruling. I'm Mawa Iqbal in Springfield.
And I'm Will Bauer in Belleville. Just like other parts of the state, it was slow in the Metro East. There were no pretrial hearings between either Madison or St. Clair counties. However, local prosecutors and public defenders say they had plenty to do.
It really was a very busy morning.
That's Ryan Kemper. He's an assistant state's attorney in Madison County. The busyness comes from one, trying to figure out the new system, and two, all the new paperwork and prep the new system requires.
And I do expect over time we're going to be making a pitch for some more detainable offenses, but a lot of it is just sort of the normal ebb and flow of how cases come into this office.
In total, the county had three criminal charges filed Monday morning.
One night you might have 10 people in custody, one night you might have two in this county, and so...
While there were no pretrial hearings in Madison County, Kemper's office did seek to detain one defendant the first day under the new system. He was charged Monday morning with felony stalking. Appointed to defend him that morning, the public defender's office asked for and was granted a 24-hour delay. Chief Criminal Judge Kyle Knapp says overall, the slow first day went well.
I think that things went as well as we could hope today. There's things we could correct a little bit, getting the timing down so that we're starting court at 1:15 on the dot, making sure that we've given everybody notice that needs to have notice. So there was a couple of hiccups, but nothing major at all. It'll be fine-tuned, I would say, within the week.
From Knapp's vantage point, easing into a massive shakeup of the criminal justice system wasn't a bad thing. Having a slow day or two may prove to be a good time to sort out those details. If she and others are right, the caseload will likely pick up from here on out. Just south in St. Clair County, the chief circuit judge there says they'll ramp up for day two, with at least three pretrial hearings scheduled. In Belleville, I'm Will Bauer.
That story was reported by Chip Mitchell, Mawa Iqbal, and Will Bauer. Meanwhile, the Chicago Sun-Times reports that at the main criminal courthouse in Chicago, things were smooth but slower than normal. Cook County prosecutors filed petitions to detain eight people on Monday. Four were granted, three were denied. Another couldn't be decided because the person was still in the hospital after being shot by police. At Cook County's domestic violence courthouse, prosecutors sought to detain people in 14 cases. The judge agreed on 5 of those. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Chip Mitchell, Mawa Iqbal, and Will Bauer. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.